Illinois State Representative David Seven. Morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Tom, and good morning to all your listeners. It's a beautiful day in Southern Illinois.
You know, I first time I got a chance to talk to you on your air about House Bill 1564. You told us you were going to file this bill last time. This is repeal the Protect Illinois Communities Act.
Absolutely, yes, and I actually I told the people when we had the town hall meeting that I was going to do that. And the last time I was on the air with you a couple of weeks ago on a Monday morning, I said that, and so we've got that filed. And it's actually it's in the Rules Committee. And when I was in Springfield last week, I actually had several other fellow legislators that got on the bill that are co-sponsors of it.
Yeah, Jacobs, Windhorst, I saw. I didn't see if David Freeze signed on, but I do remember seeing those other two.
Yep, so actually we had several that came up to me. And you know, a lot of times on a bill, you work it. That's what you call it when you're in the session, whatever. And so a lot of times you go ask them, but I had people coming up to me one after another, hey, I want to get on your bill, I want to get on your bill. And of course, it starts in the Rules Committee, then hopefully that'll get assigned to a committee. Don't know where all that's going to go or what's going to happen, but wanted to let people know where we stand in Southern Illinois, that we're pro-amendment, that we believe that the firearms ban is unconstitutional, and that we want to get that repealed.
All right, David, everybody knows it's a supermajority, and
right.
You know, and you're going to have an uphill fight. But
right.
I kind of looked at it as more and more I thought about it as, you know, a full court press of sorts. You know, you've got to have the legislation. You're fighting it in the courts. You're asking for people to let their will be known in Springfield. And I kind of saw it as part of a bigger picture.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, one of the reasons they have that town hall meeting was to get people together and let them voice their concerns and ask questions. And again, these different lawsuits that have been filed on a state and federal level. And then this bill, and you're exactly right, to bring people's attention and not just sit but on the sidelines and watch what's going on, but give people an opportunity to participate. And then, of course, if we can get that in a committee, then people will be able to file in witness slips. And so that's you're exactly right. That's a great way of looking at it, is we're trying to hit it from every angle to let people know. You know, the concern is for me and for people that are really using their heads, it's a mental health concern. The people that are doing these shootings and all these horrific things that are hurting people, you know, it's not the guns. And in fact, a lot of the people come up to me everywhere I go and ask me questions and give me their opinions on this. And some of the guns that are listed are absolutely ridiculous that are on there. And so, not some of them, all of them, but a lot of them that don't even make sense. A Remington 870 that I bought when I was 18 to go deer hunting, that gun is illegal. Really? I mean, it doesn't make sense at all.
All right, so this time of the year, you return to session tomorrow. You know, and of course, there's been a lot of committee assignments going on.
Right.
Now, one of the committee assignments for you did catch my attention, and it was one when it comes to energy. I think it's a minority seat on the Energy Committee, and I could not help but wonder, is there a connection with you on the Energy Committee and the fact that we've seen some very staggering electric bills? I saw a grocery store announcing its closure yesterday because of its $10,000 power bill, and I was wondering if that's on your agenda when it comes to the Energy Committee. I know it's early. You probably haven't even had the first meeting other than the assignment, but is that an opportunity for you?
Absolutely, and actually, so I've been appointed as the spokesperson for the on the Republican side in the House for energy and environment, and also Senator Bryant has been appointed as the spokesperson for the committee in the Senate. So we're going to tag team and work together. Of course, me being her representative on the east side of her district, and her being my senator, and to bring attention to the concerns that are going on in Southern Illinois with homeowners, businesses. And, you know, this new Green Deal is absolutely ridiculous. And what we've been bringing attention to people in Springfield is this. Look, you want to do all these different things. Wind and solar are great ideas in addition to the package of energy. But to get rid of fossil fuels and replace them with this is absolutely asinine. It won't work. It's proving it doesn't work. And so we want to bring to, again, attention to the people in the state of Illinois. Look, you're making a major mistake here, and let's work together to find some answers and make this a part of the answer. But to do away with fossil fuels, it's not going to work. Tom, the lights that are on in my house and yours today at the radio station are because of fossil fuels. It's never been cleaner than it is today. And so I'm proud to be able to be the spokesperson on that committee, very passionate about that, as I am education and veterans and some of the other committees that I've been appointed to.
Yeah, well, when people get $600 power bills, I think, you know, the thought that we might be able to do something about that, especially if they compare their power bills to someone who pays a power bill from the area electronic, the electric co-op. Now, you know, this upcoming session, even more Democrats, we alluded to the supermajority. We've heard one senator talk about at least the prospect of introducing, if he hasn't already introduced, the legislation for a progressive tax. What else do you see coming up in this upcoming session that we need to be aware of from either the Democrat or Republican column?
Well, I think on the Republican side, what we're going to do is be bringing forth bills that make good sense for business in the state of Illinois, for homeowners, and an opportunity to, when I got elected 6 years ago, and I've talked to you about this a few times on the air, the different legislators have talked about, hey, how many bills have you posted? Hey, how many bills are you trying to get through? You know, we don't, and a lot of times, if you look at the total, I think last 102nd General Assembly, 1,116 bills passed, and there were over 5,000 bills introduced. So we don't need more bills. What we need to be is more efficient in the state of Illinois. So I'm not sure just what the other side of the aisle is going to be doing, but I know that on our side, we're going to be holding the Democrats their feet to the fire to try to do what is best for the state of Illinois. And so I will tell you that we just voted on the rules last week, and one of the things that we brought up, of course, the other side of the aisle has the supermajority, so they can ram through whatever they want to. And one of the things that we brought up was we requested then in the rules that they have to wait at least 24 hours before a bill can be voted on the House floor. But that was voted down by the other side, because as you know, what they do is we have these rules, and then they can meet in caucus, come out, and they'll take a bill that they're supposed to go through committee, be heard on the floor three times, and then be voted on. They'll literally bypass all those rules and then take a bill and run it through in less than 24 hours. And then the other thing they do that we asked to be taken away that they said no to was to do away with the gut and replace on bills, where we have a gun bill that was changed, if you guys that are listening and you know, the gun bill was changed three times. We had 10,000 people and opposing witness slips on the gun bill. So what they did is to take away attention of that, they changed that to another bill. And then they get replaced and change it to another bill number. And so we asked to do away with those things, and they said, yeah, we hear what you're saying, but no, we're going to do business as usual. So that's what I expect to see in this upcoming session, Tom, is that they'll be trying to ramrod things to us, but we're going to do everything we can to address those things, fight those things, let people know what's going on, and address the concerns that are really that people have in the state of Illinois, and that is give people a reason to stay here and give people a reason to come here. And as you know, it's getting tougher every day.
What about legislative pay raises? Do you see anybody saying, wait a second, do you see anybody taking that up?
Well, we brought that up. You know, they threw that up to us in the lame duck at 8 o'clock on a Friday night. And every one of us on the Republican side, of course, voted against that. And so what happened also is that, and I think maybe we've shared that with you, is that call Mendoza's office and say, look, we don't want the raise. And they're saying, sorry, you can't refuse it. What you do with that money is your choice. But, yeah, we'd like to get that rescinded also. It makes no sense. What you talked about is somebody's electric bill going up to $600, or maybe it was $200 before. And then here, the legislators get a $12,000 raise. It makes absolutely no sense. I mean, it's a slap in the face. It's a a stick in the eye and a kick in the tail. I mean, it's ridiculous, and it just makes no sense. It shows you the thought of people on the other side of the aisle, their thought and their true heart on the issues. They really don't care about their constituents. They care about the person that they're looking at in the mirror.
Illinois State Representative David Severin.